You are currently listening to La Bonheur here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelt a little bit differently, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour or so. I've got some fun music planned, inspired by this weekend. It was St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, and there was a Celtic Fest on Saturday downtown as well. And I'm actually going to start with a little bit of a story. But to lead us into this story, I'm going to play a song of the genre that this story is inspired by. This will make more sense when I do eventually tell this story. But it's something sad that happened. It's not that sad. It's not that deep, as they say. But it's something that really upset me. And you know what? I took it very personally. But here is a song that is of the genre of the story that I'm going to tell. And this is a song that my mother used to listen to in the car a lot when I was growing up, and is a song that I recently rediscovered. You know, when you hear a song from your childhood and you're like, whoa, that's the song that I always used to reference and that I always used to hear in the car growing up, and then you lose it. And then anyway, I found it again. Here it is. This is El Paso by Marty Robbins.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore.
My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rosa's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
That was Monty Robbins with El Paso, a beautiful song, which is leading, as I mentioned, into a story of something that's been on my mind recently. The reason I chose that song was simply because of, well, two reasons. First of all, it's a beautiful song and I love it very much. But also because it is the same genre of the story that I'm about to tell. I, for those of you who don't know, work a lot in crew. So I do a lot of crew work for like rock and roll and music and concerts and live events and maybe even some film every now and then. But I wear steel-toed boots a lot. And you know, you go to work and you look around and everyone has the same boring, bland steel-toed boots. And I thought, you know what? I really want to go out there and find something unique. I want to jazz it up a bit. We're all dressed in black, show blacks, in case you go on stage. We're all wearing the same, you know, I've got stickers on my hard hat. I feel like that is something a little unique that I'm able to put in there. But boots, you know, I was like, I really want something special. So I went and I found online, being sold in Alberta, steel-toed cowboy boots. Now, let me repeat that. Steel-toed cowboy boots. How incredible and exciting is that? So it was even on my 2024 resolution list, was buy these cowboy boots. So I did. I bought them and they arrived. The day that they arrived, I was walking home from work and I saw the Canada Post van driving away from my house and I instinctively was like, oh my goodness, He was just about to deliver my boots. So I ran up to my house. I looked in the post box. Surprise, surprise, there was a, hey, we were unable to deliver this package to you, right there in front of me. I grabbed it. I hopped on my bike. I sprint biked up the street chasing after this Canada Post van because I was so excited for these boots. So excited for these boots. And I'm not even that big of a shoe person. Like, I don't even own that many shoes or get that excited for shoes. But I was thrilled. So I bike after this man. I go, hey, do you have this? And I give him the notice. And he says, yeah, let me get that for you. And then he brings out this package. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's my boots. I'm so excited. I get home. I'm bursting with joy. I open them. And they're the wrong boots. Now, they're not the wrong boots. It's just that on the website, they posted an old photo of this brand. And so they've now got an updated version or something, but they're almost 10 shades darker than they were in the picture on the website. And I was gutted. I was so sad. I called my roommates. I was like, you guys will never guess what happened to me. They got really worried. They thought something was wrong. I had to tell them that it was actually just me being upset because of the cowboy boots. But it was a big deal, guys. I was waiting for these for so long, and I had built up this anticipation. Anyway, so I have them in the studio with me today because I'm going to have to return them. And it's a very sad moment. So I would just like to take a moment to, I guess, respect and to really reach out to this alternative universe where the boots that are on the website are the boots that they sell in real life, and that I had them and I got them and they were perfect and we lived a happy life together. So, yeah. Anyway, that was my story for the day. Up next, I'm going to play a couple songs inspired by this weekend's St. Patrick's Day and, of course, the Celtic Fest that happened downtown, which was very lovely. The first song that I'm going to play is a song that one of my friends played on the guitar a few days ago and that I really, really liked. And I was kind of a bit confused about the lyrics, and he explained that it's a song about, you know, the way America had prohibition in a lot of, I think in the whole of the United States, and so a similar thing was happening in Ireland where bars weren't actually allowed to sell drinks, and so this was an illegal drink selling operation that was occurring, and these fellows have gone to this bar and are having the time of their lives until the police and the guards show up and raid this bar and raid this pub. And so this is that song. It is by the Mary Wallopers, and it is The Night the Guards Raided, and I believe it is pronounced Owens. Well, you know, I'm not the best with pronunciation, so we'll let me have that one. The Night the Guard Raided Owens, and this is by the Mary Wallopers.
And the music began in an old-fashioned style. You would travel to hear it for many a mile. I was drinking and laughing away all the while. Sure, I thought I was dead and in heaven.
One evening I've laid down to Crow Street, I strayed to a bar that's famous for doing the late trade. Vodka and the whiskey and red lemonade. I'm on company that's kindly and jovial. The man from Canali put me at me ease, and he sat me down easy beside a big blaze. He poured me a pint and a half on that blaze, and another wee drop came from Oni. For an hour and a half I drank liquor so rare, you would swear it was brewed by the gods, I declare. out of nectars and honeys, and lotuses fair, and it freshly came over the border. At 11:30, I sadly prepared to return to my lodgings where I was raped. I packed up me bags, I was filled with dull care, and then only put in a big order. So the tiddlers relaxed and returned to their drinks, rejoicing that now they need not feel the pinch. Peter Short finished off the last eighth of an inch. He was sucking since 7:20. And the music began in an old-fashioned style. You would travel to hear it for many's a while. We were laughing and dancing away all the while. I thought I was dead and in heaven. There were lads there from Newry, the Rock and the Hack, and some came from Belfast that never went back. And more lived convenient than Carols and Blacks, and every man Jacks, Will and Porter. Some came from Hill Street and more from the Case, on Cross McGlen, patriots tearing away. In the scheme done a mind, they were all in the ray, and each one kept themselves in good order. Dirty guard was out on the street, passing the door, heard the music so sweet, and he kicked up his heels for to beat a retreat. And to summon up two of his cronies, they quickly returned to the scene of the crime, and they called on the company to fight or resign. Let them in, cried Pat Murphy, we'll only be fine. On the night that the guards raided Oli's, said the sergeant on entering, well, what's this I see? Or why are so many of ye on the spree? Could it be that at long last the country is free? Your conduct is most nefarious. Oh, the country's not free, then only did say, if you want to drink porter, like the rest you must pay. We'll stay here if we like, till the clear light of day. You know in Dundalk we're precarious. So the guards went around and they took all our names, and they struggled to spell with their feeble wee brains. And now some names in Irish, they made a great hymn, and more they are banded forever. To the roof of Mulholland some quickly did climb, for to gaze on a bar at the scene of the crime. To watch the old guards making good over time, as they gathered the rest all together. May the devil he roast them high up on the ramp, the guard and the sergeant, the lad with the lamp, the dirty, mean, miserable, lousy, low tramps from the bog that were dragged up so lowly. May they always see suffering and sorrow and pain. May their boots never fit and their belts never strain, if they interrupt such a grand evening again, as a night that the guards raided Oli's. May their motors all stand and their noses all run, and their necks now so red all turn green in the sun, and their teeth all turn black and fall out one by one. May starvation need to make them grow bony. May their arses all fester and drop to their heels, and their last dying minutes be tempered with squeals. May they dance forever the fastest of reels, with the devil for laden poor Oni.
The next song is a classic for St. Patrick's Day and also just Ireland in general. This is Galway Girl by the Kilkennys. Kilkennys. I'm guessing a lot on, something I figured out this past few weeks is that my pronunciation in cultures that I'm not that familiar with it's a bit rough, but I'm, hey, it's all about learning, you know? So this is Galway Girl, at least I can say that, Galway Girl by the Kilkennys.
Well, I took a stroll on the old Park Holiday, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk. It was a fine soft day, and I asked, good friend, what's a fella to do if her hair is black and her eyes are blue? And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl, and I saw Till Prom with a Galway girl. Hey! To her flat downtown, it was a fine soft day. So I took her hand, yeah, and I gave her a twirl, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl. And I asked you, friend, tell me, what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? Yeah. Everybody, but when I woke up, I was all alone. Had a broken heart and a ticket home.
And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do if her hair's black and her eyes are blue? I've been traveling around, been all over this world. Boys, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Here we go! Yeah.
The next song is a song that I also discovered this weekend, but it's not to do with St. Patrick's Day or anything like that. It's a song that I discovered because someone was playing it on the guitar, and I thought that it was very beautiful. And I looked it up, and I have been listening to it nonstop since. It is a song called Jersey Giant by Evan Hohner, and it's a very pretty song, and that is simply why I'm playing it, because it's very pretty. So here is Jersey Giant by Evan Hohner.
I remember all them summers playing till my fingers bled. You sing songs and I sing with you. We get drunk and go to bed. Looking back at all them memories, Lord, I hate to sleep alone. But if you ever get the notion that you need me, let me know. Just 2 hours to get there, babe. I can make it back by an hour or so. Hold you close against my skin. I need a little warmth on a not so cold. Singing songs we used to sing. The one about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen the warning signs. Lord, I love to hear you wail. High and lonesome, hard and strong, even if it was a little out of tune. Hotter than socks on the Jersey Giant, Lord, I thought you hung the moon. I remember all them winters, drinking Woodford till we drown. We get wind about a party, bundle up and go to town. Never worry about the police, never worried much at all. I miss those nights of reckless glory. I'd come back if you just call. Just 2 hours to get there, babe. I can make it back by an hour or so. Hold you close against my skin. I need a little warmth on a night so cold. Singing songs we used to sing. The one about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen the warning sign. Lord, I love to hear you wail. High and lonesome, hard and strong. Even if it was a little out of tune. Hotter than socks of a Jersey Giant. Lord, I thought you hung the moon. I left town when we were over, 'cause it didn't feel the same. Every back road held a memory, and every memory held your name. It's just 2 hours to get there, babe. I can make it back by an hour or so. Hold you close against my skin. I need a little warmth on a night so cold. Singing songs we used to sing. The one about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen the warning signs. Lord, I love to hear you wail. High and lonesome, hard and strong. Even if it was a little out of tune. Hotter than socks on a Jersey Giant. Lord, I thought you hung the moon.
Maybe Marty Robbie inspired me, or maybe that last song that we just listened to. But either way, I think that I'm going to continue on the, not quite country, but the country Americana train. Up next, we have a song that I had to listen to on repeat for a 6 hour long road trip with one of my friends. He was... I mean, you'll hear the song and you'll know what, you know what was going on, but he was going through it, as they say. He was having a little bit of a tough moment, and this is the song that we well, what was really funny though was that every time he tried to play this song and he would plug in his phone, it would automatically play the first song in his playlist, which is always The A-Team by Ed Sheeran. So we would listen to for 6 hours, guys. We would be in this car and he would go, "Hey guys, I'm gonna play a song," and then plug in his phone and you'd hear "White Lips, Pale Face," and he'd go, "Oh my god, not like change it." Anyway, so for half of the 6 hours, this is what I was listening to. The other half was The A-Team by Ed Sheeran, but here is "Damn Good Goodbye" by Mike Ryan.
We met up in my place, 'cause my folks were out of town. It was our last night together, we were gonna make it count. We were headed off to Auburn, Texas Tech, and Kansas State. Like a band of brothers breaking up, with one more show to play. So we drank a case of Shiner and on my daddy's maker's mark. Pull them speakers on the back porch, sat around and smoked cigars. Sang along and laughed till dawn, watched that red sunrise. That was a damn morning, but I had one thing left to do, 'cause the only girl I'd ever loved was bound for Baton Rouge. We said we'd make it work, but we both knew that was a lie. High school love ain't strong enough for a 7-hour drive. So we parked out by the football field where we knew we'd be alone. Leaned in bucket seats way back and made love all night long. Jumped the fence, sat in the stands and watched that red sunrise. That was a damn sometimes they go bad, oh, but sometimes they turn into the best times you ever had. Nothing makes a memory that you'll take with you all your life like a damn good
This next song is off of the album Everything Was Beautiful by Spiritualized. If you're interested and you're listening, I once wrote an article for Exclaim magazine here in Canada. It was the one and only article that I wrote because after I wrote it, the editor said, hey, this was really great, and, you know, in the future, we'd love to work with you more, but I think you should also get a lot of, you know, more writing experience for, you know, album reviews and writing about artists. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then I got into the industry that I work in now and got really busy and then didn't do very much writing. However, I am very proud of that article, I won't lie. It's about this album. It is for Exclaim magazine. And I think this was during COVID as well. So I had a lot more time on my hands to sit down and write. And I used to write a lot for Discorder as well. I used to do a lot more writing. I think I should get back into writing. That can be on my 2025 bucket list now that cowboy boots won't be on it. But on that note, this was my favorite song from the album that I wrote about. And it is called Crazy. And it's a lovely song. It's a bit sad, as is a lot of the music that I tend to like. But it's, I don't know, it's one of the softer songs, and it is the only, let's say, Western-inspired or like cowboy or country-inspired tracks on the album, but it's my favorite one, and it's very pretty, and this is what it sounds like. This is Crazy by Spiritualized.
Didn't think it could
A beautiful song. As I mentioned, that was Crazy by Spiritualized, and it is my favorite song off of the Everything is Beautiful or Everything Was Beautiful album. Up next, we have an artist who, look, I wouldn't categorize this as country, and I know anyone that listens to country, I don't think would categorize this as country. However, he is going to be opening up for a country musician here in Vancouver in, I think it's November 20th. I don't think. I know. It's November 20th, and he's at Rogers Arena. He's going to be opening up. And I have listened to this musician for years now. This is back when I... for all intents and purposes, this is a lie, used to illegally download music from YouTube to MP3. And I discovered his song Cringe, and I was like, whoa, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. And I love this, and decided to become one of his best fans, biggest fans. And I actually have a song. I'm getting ahead of myself. This is Matt Mason. I have loved his music for years and years and years and years and years. And he recently released, back in 2022, which is crazy. That's almost 2 years ago here. August 2022. Damn. He released an album called Never Had to Leave, and I really enjoyed it. And I have a song called My Hand, A Lawless Dream, from that album that I'm going to play. Again, I'm not sure if this counts as country. I think this counts more as like grungy Americana in my unknowledgeable genre categorizing method. Anyway, here is Lawless Dream and My Hand by Matt Mason.
Stretch tight the skin, I was lost in my rib. Traveling ghost like through the veins, I never wanna feel this way again. Stretch tight the gift, I was doing my habits in my car, glistening keyboard lock and chain. Just calling that, and I
go back inside, where the sons don't preach and the mothers cry, where the Savior sleeps and we rectify. And I force my hand again.
Now, I could just go on and play only Matt Mason songs. As I mentioned, huge fan, and could find so many of his songs that I would love to play for you all. However, I did think about it as I was listening to that, and I love songs that are, what would they be called? Like double songs or like mashes? When it's like a song that starts one way and then ends the other way. So I'm trying to find a song for you right now that does the same thing. And for some reason, it's not showing up. So I'm just going to chat for a second while I do that. But I do really love songs that start with one song and then end with another, and the way they tie it into each other, or sometimes don't tie it in at all. And I guess that's maybe that's the part of me that grew up listening to or watching Glee, you know? I hate to admit that, but I'm thinking that that might be a big reason, because Glee used to do that a lot. They would start with a song and then like transform it into another song. So here is a song that reminded me of that, because I'm not the biggest fan of the first half of this song. However, the second half of this song, which is that second song of the song, even though it's only the last minute or so, I think is so beautiful. So here is Sir Sly with Helpless, and then my favorite part, Bloodlines.
It's not that I'm lost, I know exactly where I am. I'm in the middle of a mess that I don't understand. Why does it feel like the world's stealing every single thing that I have? I only got the air in my chest, and even that won't last. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What'll I do if I lose you? What do I do? What do I do? What'll I do? I feel helpless. I feel helpless. I feel helpless. I feel helpless. I go. It as the day I was born. It's like a ghost town, empty save the windows and doors. Why does it feel like the world's stealing every single thing that I have? If even home don't feel like home, then I know it's the end. So what do I do? Again.
I just love that ending. I love that the part of the song that is Bloodlines. And up next, we have another song that I just thought about as we were listening to that. It is a song that I love to play and to sing and to listen to. I would say it's, I don't know if it's one of my favorite songs because I don't listen to it that often. But when I do and when it comes on, I will never skip it. So I think that it should count for something. This is Wasting My Young Years by London Grammar. I don't really know if they're still making music, but I used to listen to them a lot when I was quite a bit younger. And, they released something in 2021. Oh, they released something in 2023, the remixes. Maybe they are. Maybe I'll check them out a little bit more. But until then, here is one of my favorite songs by them. This is Wasting My Young Years. Beautiful song, beautiful, beautiful song. And with that, I will wish you a wonderful rest of your evening, day, morning, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for listening. This is Valley. You are listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.5 FM. 101.9 FM, not 0.5. I'm getting mixed up. Always. So, yeah,